Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kyle Glazer, Baseball America. How are you, Kyle?
Good, good. Sorry to jump on with you guys a few minutes late here. It's a crazy day, as you can imagine.
You
here in the
are.
Office.
You have reason to jump on late.
I think you get
late.
A pass, Kyle.
Yes, you are.
You, get a pass.
You are busy. I guess we'll start with just if you could tell us and the Padre fans as much as you know about their selection at number six overall. The shortstop out of Georgia, or not University of Georgia, but from the state of Georgia.
Yeah, C.J. Abrams, a high school shortstop, really considered one of the best athletes in this class, one of the best fastest runners. You see the quick twitch, can play shortstop, really excelled when he played center field for the U.S. 18 and under national team last summer. The hitting ability is just going to take some time and some refinement. You see all the tools to hit, the bat speed, the hand-eye coordination, but just kind of developing an approach. He's just very, very raw. You know, this isn't an advanced high school bat by any means. It's more of a really good athlete who's going to take, you know, a couple years to develop in the minors. And, you know, if everything clicks, you can envision an offensive, you know, top-of-the-order type threat with the bat while playing really good up-the-middle defense. And it's just going to take some time, and it kind of works out because the Padres have a lot of good shortstop prospects in their system. And, you know, if C.J. Abrams takes 5 years, it's not like that's going to set the franchise back in any way.
Kyle, you know, you look at this draft and you talk about those five guys ahead of C.J. Abrams. Was there a big gap in between first and sixth? Or is this one of those things where, you know, the talent was relatively equal? I know C.J. Abrams is a high school guy, and there were some college guys taken above him. But where do you see the, I guess, the quality of those first six picks?
Sure. So, I mean, Abrams kind of went in the tier he was expected to go. There's a very clear-cut top six in this draft, and the Padres were in that really nice position of, by having the top six picks, they were going to get whichever one fell to them. The hard decisions were going to kind of come before them. But within that top six, there was a clear delineation between the top three and picks four, five, and six. Adley Rutschman, Andrew Vaughn, and Bobby Witt Jr., those were the three best players in this class. And really, number one, Adley Rutschman, was number one on an island. He's one of the best prospects to come through the draft in years. So in that sense, you know, that four to six range, C.J. Abrams was in that range of player, and he kind of went exactly where he should have. So again, a really, really talented player who was considered a top of the draft type of talent, but within that, he wasn't quite in that top three consideration. There was a pretty hard line between picks one to three and picks four to six.
What is the, has things changed over the years, Kyle, in terms of the amount of time that kids are normally taking to develop and get to the big leagues? Because it sure seems to me like kids are getting there a lot faster now than they ever did before. I mean, just all over baseball, there are kids that are 19, 20, Tatis here in San Diego, but he's not the only one by a long shot. All over baseball, kids that are 20, 21 are not just playing, but thriving at the big league level.
Guys are definitely getting pushed faster than they've been before. I think in terms of are there more than ever, you know, it's tough because you're right. You see the Ronald Acuñas, you see the Juan Sotos, you see the Fernando Tatis type talents getting to the majors and doing some special things around age 20. But you're seeing those guys and you're not seeing the guys who are getting pushed really, really aggressively and struggling in Double-A. There's an 18-year-old in the national system who is pushed really hard. He's in Double-A. He's having a tough time. So I don't know if it's necessarily, you know, more successful than ever before. There have been talented 20-year-olds to come through. You had A-Rod in the mid-90s as an example. But we are seeing, in general, players being pushed faster than ever. And because of that, you're going to see a couple more successes just because they're being pushed faster.
And last thing, Kyle, before we let you go, because I know you're busy and it's very kind of you to come on a day like this, but Padres farm system, has anything changed in the last three to six months? I mean, still right up there with the tops in all of baseball?
Yeah, I mean, again, they're going to graduate a few guys. Like Chris Paddock has, graduated from prospect eligibility, Fernando Tatis. So anytime you graduate those guys, you're going to maybe drop, one or two or three spots in the farm system rankings. But that's a good thing. It's a good thing that you drop because you graduated the studs to the majors. That's the point of all this. So, this is still probably a top five farm system. We have to see how the draft shakes out. We have to see how the trade deadline shakes out and who's still in the organization come August 1, as well as organizations around baseball. But there's still a lot of talent in the system. We've seen the guys come up and graduate these last two, 3 years, and there's another wave coming behind them.
Kyle, good stuff, man. Go back to work. This is the day that you prep for all year, man. Thanks for your help. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
You betcha. Kyle Glazer, Baseball America, on the day of the Major League Baseball Draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.